To develop this awareness-based meditation is very simple when you understand. What we need to do is to silence our mind, relax body and mind, then just maintain awareness until the awareness nature becomes very stable. In between whatever arises, let it arise. It can be a thought, it can be sankhara, it can be whatever form of mind activity, tactile or whatever. When they arise, just let it be. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't continue to create thinking. Do not follow the whatever phenomena that arise or activity that arise, any mind state that arise, especially the aggregates of mind, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana. Then the movement of thought, you just relax, maintain awareness and silence everything. Just away. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. And you can realize your true mind, your silent mind. When your awareness nature stabilizes, all sankhara activity or thought process will cease. When all sankhara activity and thought process cease, that is your true mind, your silent mind, your awareness nature within. That one is the unconditioned, unborn, is just aware. And that is your true mind, your meditative mind that can understand things, that can develop the true understanding, that nature can insight into phenomena, can awaken, can observe to understand what is going on within the form of mind. And through all this observation and awakening, it can come to understand profoundly who we are, what we are. We call that self-discovery or self-knowledge. And through all this understanding, we will have clear understanding of what this form of mind is all about, what the human being is all about. Then what is it that is beyond this form of mind and the human being, that nature within? Once you start to establish clarity and understanding of all this, you will understand clearly the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha Dhamma. Buddha Dhamma will arise when you are able to realize your silent mind, your true mind. So remember the first three of the four support for awareness-based meditation. First, relax into every mind state that arises. Body and mind, relax. Then silence everything. Maintain awareness. Third support is for as long as you can. Of course, lastly is trust. Trust your own nature to do the meditation. And try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Use those mind states to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness, to cultivate your daily religious routine. This is how you can maintain the faith, the diligence, the sincerity to progress along the path of Dhamma.